Martin, we needed a performance, we needed a good display today, and we got that from your side. How are you feeling tonight?
Mixed, really, if I'm honest, Tom. I think that's what I've felt the boys can produce since I got here with Dino and Dean Keats. So, yes, we won the game and we showed what we can produce against a team who are going for the playoffs, trying to get back in the playoffs. But it's just one of those where my team took before the game was exactly like it was the last previous three or four games. So, yes, I'll take the clean sheet, I'll take the win, and we'll take 3 points, and we're on to Shrewsbury. And that's what I demand from a team of mine.
That's going to be huge. We'll come on to that in a bit. Three goals, 3 points. What was the difference today?
Well, I don't know, if I'm honest, Tom. We played another system. We've played against Accrington. Yes, different personnel, but the system, I felt that we could hurt Peterborough in various areas and get people in forward areas to try and be more creative and get shots off. And I think, obviously, it worked today. But, you know, when you ask players to run about and you demand players to run about and show energy and pride and desire, all the things I've mentioned for the last 3 weeks, and they actually do it, that's what performance and result you get.
How big was going 1-0 up before half-time?
Well, again, before the game, we're slow starters, first half and in the second half, and I just wanted us to play on the front foot and be positive. I just wanted us to get in good areas and create something for the fans and get the fans on board, because I think it was one of those, it could have been one of those atmospheres where it would have been not a nice place to work. So I just wanted to give the fans something to cheer about, and I think the boys produced that today.
It's three goals for the first time since you joined again against Bradford, but we've got to talk about the defence as well. You mentioned the clean sheet, but at 1-0 up, Matt Godden is through on goal on your goalkeeper Chris Dunn, and Dan Scar, he was injured I think at the time, slides in and prevents Godden from having a shot on goal, and that was just as crucial as the goals I felt today.
That's his job, Tom. He's supposed to defend and keep a clean sheet. He'd give the ball away. But yeah, listen, you know, I can stand here and say how well we played and everybody played well. I've been wanting to do that for you know, since Accrington. And it's good that we've got a clean sheet and we've put a bit of belief and confidence into the team. The boys know that I believe in them. And it was, you know, it's been coming, I think, and it's just been in a position where, you know, shackles off, go and play, go and produce something.
How big will this win be and the clean sheet for momentum, given that you've got sides like Scunthorpe and Plymouth now been hammered today? You're hopefully on the up now ahead of Shrewsbury.
Yeah, we've got one game left against our local rivals. Yeah. And I said to the boys just that, you know, this takes us into the last game of the season with something to play for. Irrespective of what happens, you know, Saturday, we've got to produce another performance like that and another display like that. If we do that, then I'll be happy. Irrespective of, you know, the status, I think it showed today that the boys, when we give them instructions and we work at things all week and it comes to fruition on a Saturday, that they've got to believe, and that's what they've done today.
So it's a little bit bittersweet, but I suppose how delighted are you that it will go to the final day now?
That's what I wanted. You know, I said this before the Accrington game to the boys. I wanted it to go to the last game of the season. We've had chances, you know, we against other teams, and we should have produced and we didn't, and that's been frustrating and disappointing. But again, like I said to the players, if the fans see some desire and a tackle or, you know, a shot or something or cross, they'll get behind you, and that's what happened today. And I know the Walsall fans, obviously, for years ago, so I knew that's all the fans wanted.
Yeah, thank you, Martin.
Thanks.
Passion, desire, but quality as well today, wasn't there? I thought Laird's cross for the first goal was excellent, Josh Gordon for the second, and a brilliant finish from him for the third.
That's the jobs. Joe, that, with great respect to the players, you know, we know Lairdy, you know, he probably might have been a bit of a surprise, Lairdy playing last week, but he brings experience, he's a voice, and he knows the game. And he, you know, I thought he played well last week defensively, and today we just needed him to get on the ball because we thought that he might have a bit of time on the ball to put crosses in, because obviously Cookie relies on crosses, and he did that today. Yes, good first goal. When you score goals like we score, they're all good goals, especially in the position we're in.
Do you think today, with Peterborough being in the position they were in, was it almost an easier game? Because when you're up there, you're not fighting for your life as much as you are as Accrington and Wickham were.
If I'm down, Ferguson, I'll be disappointed and frustrated, because you're going into the playoffs. You know, and you should be fighting like we're fighting. And that's the first time we've really performed to a level where I think we should be. And if that was the case, we wouldn't be in this position now. But at least we take it to the last game of the season. And I think Peterborough, for whatever reason, they just didn't, not cope with us. We just wanted to shell more energy against a team that I think was going to take us lightly because the position we're in.
It must be frustrating. I mean, because of, you know, a few weeks ago against Barnsley here, Warsaw were the better team.
Yeah.
They've held Luton here, Sunderland here, they've beaten Peterborough here. It shouldn't, like you say, they shouldn't really be where they are.
Well, I think that shows inconsistency. And again, you know, I've just said to the boys there, that's our fourth, get my fourth game in charge, and it's my fourth different team sheet. But you know, we've tried, the staff have tried to instill belief in what we do. And I think football's about players. It always has been, it always will be. Systems, yes, they do work if the players are at it and have got belief in that system. Today the boys had belief.
I know it's only just after the final whistle, but is there a sense of belief in the changing room if the lads have seen the other results?
There is in the staff changing room, there's always have been. But the players have got to believe that, you know, we've got to go to Shrewsbury and perform like that. If we perform like that, I'm not going to have any qualms about, you know, what happens at the end of the 90 minutes.